The Williamson County Commission has again turned back a long-running effort to sell its publicly owned medical center. The panel has been considering the prospect of cashing out for years, but this week rejected a proposal to put the question to a referendum vote. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
For many commissioners, the big reason not to sell the county-run hospital is how restrictive state law is about what could be done with the money. Proceeds must go into a trust and would likely have to support health-related causes. Currently, the money could not be diverted to pay for education, which is what the county really needs. Brian Beathard says it's hard to see that there would be any benefit.
Not only does it not go to the county commission and go to a trust, we can't even elect the people who would control that trust. Essentially, to sell the hospital is to give it away.
Still, some commissioners argue that the facility is not as strong as it could be under private ownership, pointing out that two-thirds of Williamson County residents go to hospitals in Davidson County. And while the local government does not subsidize Williamson Medical Center currently, one commissioner points out that the facility might need more investment to keep up with the area's surging population growth. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.